Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Welcome back, kids. In this episode, we're talking to two individuals who have a long history in politics here in Maricopa County. And while they both ran for offices, and they were not successful in those particular endeavors, they could not turn their backs on their community that they serve, and they stayed in the fight. I'm referring to the two co-chairs of the Black Engagement Committee for the Maricopa County Democratic Party. Those co-chairs are Carl Gentles and Pastor Warren Stewart. Carl is a businessman here in the Phoenix area and owns his own public relations agency. Carl ran for Congress a few years ago. Warren Stewart is pastor of a virtual church that goes by the Roman numeral 12, or the XII Church. And he ran for city council here in Phoenix. Carl and Warren have put a new emphasis on organizing the BEC to support Democratic legislative districts. And in that work, they're building partnerships to increase Black precinct committee persons, also to increase voter registration and turnout, to support the work and issues of the Democratic Party, and develop Black candidates to win county and legislative seats. In this first segment, Carl addresses the founding of the Black Engagement Committee and the people involved. Then he also talks about the current leadership role that he and Warren have. And then Warren addresses, very bluntly, the past history of the Democrats taking advantage of the Black vote and why that has changed. And then finally, Carl comes back and talks about the Black voting growth and impact here in Arizona. Tell me about the founding of the Black Engagement Committee for the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
The Black Engagement Committee in the Maricopa County Democratic Party was founded by Redeem Robinson, a local pastor and activist who saw the need within the Democratic Party to elevate the African American voice and participation in the party structure. Mm-hmm. Redeem then recruited Garrick McFadden, an attorney, local attorney here, who ran for Congress in the 2018 cycle, and Dr. Judy Greena, a local Valley radiologist doctor, and also a very big political activist. And they stood up what is now called the Black Engagement Committee in the Maricopa County Democratic Party. Warren and I became the co-chairs of the Black Engagement Committee in February of 2021. And we have gone about really putting some more structure and process around what Dr. Green and Garrick McFadden put together. And so we set out to recruit some people to the executive committee, and we wanted to have this as a fully contained operation that we could look to each other to support what we're doing, but also to support people that wanted to run for office and otherwise, and to be a resource within the Democratic Party. So we've got a data analyst, we have a political consultant, mm-hmm. and our main objective is to be supportive to our legislative district yes. chairs and as a part of the overall organization. But we really felt strong about having our own expertise internally so that when we went to the LD chairs, we could say, look, this is what we can help you do. And that, I think, has been a successful formula so far.
Yes. Warren, in the past decades, the Democratic Party has taken the Black vote for granted.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, from your perspective, has that changed? And what are you doing to try and educate people about the fact that you're not a monolithic group mm-hmm. or organizations? You have varying degrees mm-hmm. On issues and concerns. What's your perspective going forward on that?
I believe it has changed as of last year because of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all of the energy that went into the activism and the protests of directly impacted people. And so when you have a committee like the Black Engagement Committee, we can voice all of those issues in strength and experience and wisdom for the future, because we have been taken for granted. Because, you know, in areas like, let's say, South Phoenix, you know, we haven't seen the resources that Scottsdale has seen. You know, we haven't seen the right candidate who will really, you know, fight for the constituencies constituency that live there. And so with us being the strongest committee, as our executive director, Alexia Galloway, said, we are really making those strides to say the Black vote matters, and we have the data to back it up. And so we will not be ignored, which is why our voice and our influence is so powerful. And to have, you know, Carl and I leading this charge does speak volumes. It speaks volumes to the party that says, oh, something's changing. You know, here's a pastor, activist, PR, nonprofit, all this expertise that is coming. And both of us ran for office. So we have that experience as well to bring this infrastructure to a place to say, this is why our voice and our vote matters. And so, and again, we have to change that narrative within the Black vote, within those that think that because we've had this history of people taking our vote for granted, elective officials, we have to now retell the narrative that we won't be forgotten again. So we need that vote. We need you to vote because, you know, historically we bled, sweat, and died to just get the right to vote as Black people. And so we won't be politicized anymore. So that's why we're here.
Tell me about some of the most recent data that you have on the Black percentages of voting and the impact of the Black vote here in Maricopa County.
Sure. What's really exciting about the last census is that it really reveals a stronger voting bloc than people originally thought. And this is despite all the effort to suppress the census count, which I just love that our people said, we're not going to do it. We're going to get counted. And we want to make sure people know we're here. And so in terms of population growth, the Black and Black diaspora total population in percentages in Maricopa County is hovering around 9%. That's a pretty big number. The voting population is about 7%. And the difference indicates a younger skewing population. Overall in Arizona, this is really important. And if you don't remember anything else that we say today, but hear this. 79.2% of the self-identified Black people are registered to vote. That is the highest percentage of all registered voters in Arizona. Whites are registered at 76.4%. The second highest percentage that voted at 69.1%. That is powerful. So all of this data from the latest census tells us that we have a very strong political base here in Maricopa County, if in fact throughout the state. And so that is enough to swing an election. That 7, 8, 9% wins elections, and that makes the Black vote in Arizona valuable.
One of the important things that I've seen from the Black Engagement Committee is the fact that you are going for the most important aspect of politics, the ground game, getting out the votes, the phone calls, all of the elements that you need to do. And what's impressive to me is that you've engaged directly with the legislative districts in Maricopa County. You're building those relationships. And what else are you trying to do there?
Yeah, that's a really important part of what we've been doing. And Warren and I, when we first became co-chairs, we went on what we call a speaking tour. And we wanted to make sure we hit every single legislative district to make sure they knew who we were. The primary goal and all these goals really go towards strengthening the legislative districts.
Yeah.
By activating the African-American vote. And so as you heard earlier, 9% Black and Black diaspora vote is a big number. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to make sure the very fundamental place is the precinct committee member. And our goal is to ensure that we are fully subscribed as African-Americans in those precinct committee numbers per legislative district.
Yes. And Warren, one of the things that strikes me from this ground game, you're going to build the capacity to educate and to prepare candidates to actually run for office. Mm-hmm. And you have a great quote. Yeah. And it's called From Protest in the Streets to Power in the Seats.
Yes.
Tell me about that again.
Yeah, From Protest to Power is the short version. You know, it's for us, we've spent so much energy as a people protesting in the street, marching, organizing, being arrested. But that goes so far. You know, when they take you more serious when you run for office. And so that leadership has to be cultivated. And, you know, I tell people all the time, don't think that these elected officials are smarter than you. You'd be surprised at how much more you know just by being a black person that's directly impacted, that you can speak to issues that they never can, because we have this double consciousness and we know how to move and code switch and really fight for all people. And so that's why we retell the narrative. And that's why it's not that we're going to stop marching or organizing. There will be people who do that, and that's why all they do. But there are some that move to that next level, such as myself, you know, and other elected officials that are younger. We need a younger generation as well that are involved in politics. And most people, when you hear, well, I don't want to be involved in politics. Well, politics is involved in you. And so everything that in our life is political, whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. And so when you give them that education and that awareness, you are able to, like we call it, the engagement. We engage with them to also engage in their community and take these issues in politics seriously.
I can see you all building up the precinct committee people. I can see them taking leadership roles in the various legislative districts. And then running for office. And that's any good political organization does that.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're trying to communicate. And we are trying to bring some structured, focused organizing to this thing called politics. And mm-hmm. a lot of people have done it very successfully before us. Yeah. We're just taking what we've seen and doing it directly and focusing it and concentrating on the African-American vote. And that is probably, as we look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that's probably going to be the most important thing that we will have accomplished in this BEC. And we hope that whomever comes after us will continue this process, this building block, because we know that at the very fundamental foundations of the party is where elections are won.
Yes.
So you're engaging these leaders in the legislative districts, and what is it that you're asking them to do?
Well, first, thanks to all of the legislative district leaders that have invited us in with open arms, very receptive, have engaged and have actually assigned a liaison from the legislative district to the Black Engagement Committee, which is powerful. Mm-hmm. So through that channel is where we're going to make all the difference. So they're going to work with us and we're going to work with them. I think that's what separates us from everybody else, that they haven't really taken it that next step. Mm-hmm. We want to build that because we want people to know that we are here primarily and foremost to support our legislative districts. We are part of the Democratic Party and we are here to support them. We are hoping that through this structured process that we are building, Warren and I as co-chairs and our executive committee and the members and people like you that attend every single month, that you will see that there is value in how this organization is structured and that it will outlive anybody here today.
What are some of the exciting things that you're doing right now?
As we work with each legislative district, we are doing canvassing with the LDs. Also, for instance, we were out at the Stacey Abrams event, giving them information about the Black Engagement Committee, but also informing them about the precinct committee member role, recruiting them to become precinct committee members. And that is a process that we will continue to do across Maricopa County within each legislative district. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a certain number of PCs that each African-American PCs that each LD should have or is a target based on the African-American black population. And it is our defined goal to make sure that is 100% subscribed for Black PCs. And I will tell you, we're going to get it done.
Do you have the feeling that I do that with the support of the previous leadership for the Black Engagement Committee and the executive committee that they have put together, that Carl Gentles and Warren Stewart are on the cutting edge of a higher level of political engagement by Blacks in Maricopa County, that working with the legislative districts, they will be able to impact the political process here and turn out the votes for Democrats up and down the ballot and for more Black candidates? But they can't do it alone. They're going to need the support from everyone. So I encourage you to go to their website, maricopadems.org/committees/Black Engagement Committee. With your time, your energy, and your commitment in political dollars to help them go from protest in the streets to power in the political seats. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.